was his father, Eli Simmons, was in the Civil War and fought in the Battle of Vicksburg. And I saw my father cut out an unexploded cap out of my grandfather's hand that he had had in there since the Battle of Vicksburg, and I was a great big boy when Papa cut that thing out. And the reason he finally consented to let him cut it out, it began to get sore, and Grandpa got worried about it, and Papa was a little worried, and it became inflamed, and I watched my daddy take his knife and deaden that hand and cut that unexploded cap. You remember back in those days, they were shooting those cap guns, you know, where the muzzle loaders, they called it. Yeah, and the thing backfired and blew into his hand. They sure shot a little bullet, ball.
Did you actually, how did the cap get inside there? The fountain at Vicksburg.
Oh, yes, honey. My grandmother, yes, we carried Billy, and Jerry was not born. At that, Billy and Nita were kids, and we went by, they don't remember it, but we went by to see him. He lived to be 91 years old.
Tell how and he could make warts disappear.
He had an unusual
ability. I heard about this guy, but I didn't know he was one of the. Now you talk about Eli making the warts.
Yeah, Grandpa Simmons lived with us. Grandmother Simmons died when I was 2 years old. They tell me that I fell out of the buggy going to her funeral and like scared everybody to death, but the buggy did not roll over me. They stopped the horse right quick. But I did not remember her. But Grandpa Simmons came to live with us, and Papa had a terrible time ever getting him in a car to ride with him. He was scared to death of those things, an automobile. And he lived with us up until we left McBride in 1920, when Papa moved and Mother moved to Hazelhurst. I went off to Mississippi College that year, and I never did live in Hazelhurst any. I stayed down there one summer or two summers and worked. But one summer before they moved to Hazelhurst in 1919, and the other. But Grandpa Simmons had an unusual trait of being able to remove warts. And I've seen my daddy put acid on them and try to burn them out and everything else, and he couldn't kill them. Seed warts.
He burned this one off my head.
Yeah. And he couldn't remove them, so he'd finally get Grandpa Simmons to come out to the office and take his finger and just reach over and rub that wart and talk to the person he was rubbing his hand. And finally he'd say, well, you ought to come along all right now, and pat him on the hand, get up, go on back on the porch and start chewing his tobacco and spitting on the railing. Grandmother had banister all around, and Grandpa never did hit the hole between those banisters. He always hit the railing. So we had to wash the porch down every night with a bucket and
somebody. But he cured the
wart. But he'd cure the wart. Then he also had an ability to cure thrash. It was called. It was a disease that children got. I don't know whether they have it now or not. The whites inside the line of the mouth would be just as white as cotton.
When they were babies,
and they'd be so sore, the children fretted all the time, and Papa would try to cure that stuff, and he couldn't cure it.
Not like it's dietary.
Well, it could have been. We didn't know. I don't know what it was. And Papa would say, well, you know, I hate to admit it, but darned if I ain't going to have to get Paul. He always called him Paul. Said, I'm going to have to get Paul to come in out here and treat this baby. He said, I can't cure it. So Grandpa would wash his hands and come out there and take his fingers, rub all inside that baby's mouth, around his gums and everything.
Within a week time,
it would be just cured. It's like
what's the name of that disease?
It's called thrash.
I'm going to look it up in my medicine.
All right. T-H-R-A-S-H, I believe is the way it's spelled.
They call it trish mouth nowadays.
Well, I think maybe they did call it trish mouth in this day and time. Yeah, it was just children, small children. I thought it came from the milk. It could have been. He was a great guy, but he never did like to talk. He never did like to talk about the Battle of Vicksburg and his service in the. No, he wouldn't talk about it. Cause it was something that happened to him. It was terrible. It was a nightmare. He was under Pemberton. I've heard him talk about it. Yeah. He was under Pemberton at one time. Yeah. And he wouldn't talk about it. And a lot of fellows that's been into later wars don't talk about it. Just forget about it. Vietnam, and he made about 150 missions, a bombing mission. But he's never mentioned it to us, and we've never mentioned it to him. He never says a word about it.
The thing they'd rather forget than talk about.
Tell us about going.